has made a major prophet to locate the situation. Look at her, how she's crying. Look at her, how she's crying. She's shocked, surprised. How does the prophet pick me? She's at the very back, and I pick it up. I says, a lady by the name Precious. In fact, your pregnancy is 3 months. It's 3 months.
Yes.
3 months, 1 week.
Yes.
2 days. 5 hours.
Jeez.
9 minutes. 34 seconds.
Make sure do something.
Yeah. With a hands for Jesus Christ. Don't worry. Don't worry. Pastor Lovemore, lay your hand upon the lady right now. Church, stretch your hands. All those people near, all the folks near her, also stretch your hands over her. All right. We protect the pregnancy. We pray, we intercede. The spirit of abortion shall not stand in the name of Jesus. There's a demonic spirit that aborts people's pregnancies. That demon will not abort this destiny in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
We pray for protection in the name of the Lord Jesus. We call angels of protection to protect the baby. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's another person there. Your name is Naomi. Wait, at the back. Naomi. Just stand there. Just stand there. What's your name? Huh?
Naomi.
Where are you from?
Botswana.
Botswana?
Yes, Papa.
Where in Botswana?
Muchudi, Papa.
Muchudi.
Yes, Papa.
I saw somebody holding a chalk on the duster. And I was asking myself, what is this chalk? What is this duster? But I'm going to go about that. Where are you married?
Yes, Papa.
Where's your husband?
He's in Botswana, Papa.
He's in Botswana?
Yes, Papa. Go deep, Papa, dead.
Okay. Should I pray for you?
Yes, Papa.
What must I pray for you?
Pray for my firstborn, Papa, and for my marriage, Papa, and for my financial problems, Papa.
What's wrong with your firstborn?
Papa, my firstborn, he is a man of God. He's studying his ministry, Papa, in Botswana, Papa.
Lady, over there, stand up. Behind you. Yes. How are you?
I'm not good, Papa. Prophesy, Papa. Today is my day. Thank you, God. Oh, major one. Prophesy, Daddy. Do something.
Jesus. Something. God is doing something.
I receive, Papa. I receive. I receive, Papa.
I saw somebody being healed of HIV.
Yes, Papa. My mother and my sister, Papa. Please help them, Papa. In the name of Jesus, today is my day.
I saw somebody being healed.
I receive, Papa.
I want to say this to you.
I receive, Daddy.
I want to say this to you. Ready?
I receive, Papa.
Lady in glasses, just stand up. Where are you from?
I'm from Bromo Spray, Tekamala, Papa.
Eh?
Ekangala here in Gauteng.
Ah. That's your home?
Yes, that's where I'm staying, Papa.
Okay. Do you have children?
Yes, Papa, I've got one.
One child?
Yes, Papa.
I have a message to give it to you. Okay?
Papa, you receive.
I want to give you a message.
Papa. Thank you, Papa.
Just stand over there, okay? Lady, don't worry.
Yes, Papa. I trust your God, Papa.
There is one thing I want you to know, okay?
Yes, Papa.
Because I saw in the spirit.
Godi, Papa.
You see, the biggest problem is people that receive a miracle and they don't testify. I saw a confusion. But we'll handle it just now, okay? Just. You, lady, from Botswana.
Yes, Papa.
You want me to pray for your child, eh?
Yes, Papa.
Okay. But that's not the main problem I'm seeing right now.
Okay, Papa.
There's a person I'm seeing in the hospital.
Yes, Papa. It's my sister-in-law, Papa.
I'm seeing this person on oxygen.
Yes, Papa. That's why I'm here, my dad.
You're here for your son. Wait. Do you know, prophecy does not come to so many people. A prophet may have only four prophecies, but these four prophecies may enter. They are interlinked. This is why I can have one prophecy and I can speak to 70 people with one prophecy. Because the moment I am speaking to this person, don't think prophecy is rarely given. That's why you read the whole Elijah. There were a few people he prophesied to. Do you see? I may have a prophecy of a person and then it's interlinked. Okay? Look at that. Your mother's sick, right?
Yes, Papa, and my sister, Papa.
And your sister's sick?
Yes, Daddy.
Huh?
Yes, Papa.
Your sister's sick?
Yes, Daddy. It's for 17 years now, Papa. She was born with HIV and AIDS, Papa.
I know.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
I know.
Yes, Papa.
I saw a garage, I will tell you. You.
Papa.
I want you to see how prophecy is interlinked, right? Because some of you may think when I'm giving a prophecy to one person, it is that person who's getting a prophecy. It may actually be you who is sitting down who the prophecy is linking to. I saw this person on oxygen.
Yes, Papa.
I'm hearing a word, Pege. Pege. Wait a moment.
It's my name, Papa. It's my other name, Papa.
It's an other name?
Yes. Daddy.
Okay, that's how prophecy is interlinked. There is another Peggy. You have come with a young child called Alan. A young child called Alan. Peggy, with a young child called Alan. And you have a father who is sick. I'm seeing kidney problem. Kidney problem. As I'm speaking, he's on oxygen. Is that in the overflow? Come over here. Come. Just stand there. Don't come near me. When I was praying today, God said to me, don't allow anybody you're talking to come close at you. So I'm just doing what the Lord said. You know, I'm a person who I love being near you when I'm prophesying to you. But God said, when you're talking to somebody today, stay far. That's why I rejected that one to come closer. I'm speaking from wherever they're standing. Okay? You, how are you?
Not okay.
Okay. You also, you have got somebody who is sick.
Yes, Daddy.
Huh?
Yes, Daddy, it is my father.
It's also your father.
Yes, Daddy.
Are you seeing how we're linking in the prophecy? Are you seeing? Your name is Peggy, right?
Yes, Papa.
All right. You, stand. No. Behind you. Yes, that lady. Stand up. Yes. No, you. What's your name?
My name is Bonolo, Papa.
Huh?
My name is Bonolo.
Now, there is something I want to tell you about that, about Peggy.
Yes, Papa, tell me.
Okay. All right. So when I'm doing prophecy, I know exactly when I'm giving this one, it is interlinked. So God can deliver one person through which 4,000 people in one